I'm going to pause back in. And I'll start 27, and you're going to say the first thing before I can come back and tell you?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, everyone. Green County Board of County Commissioners meeting. We're going to reconvene. Try to wrap this up. Next up on our agenda is item number 27, discussion of possible action. Annual review and evaluation of the performance of Pat Whitten, County Manager.
Madam DA.
Mr. Chairman, at this point, Mr. Whitten has signed a notice of waiver. He is entitled to have counsel present if he chose to at this particular evaluation, and he is waiving rights to counsel. I'm going to keep that in the record.
Right. Thank you, Ms. Langer. Mr. Osborne, if you'd like to start and conduct this evaluation.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Commissioner. Austin Osborne for the record, I'm the Resources Director. Based on what you all did with the DA's office, Bob Morris, my office, comptrollers, putting together earlier this year a program by which the county manager is evaluated annually, and then integrating that into the county manager's job description. So that's why we're here. We're doing an annual evaluation of the county manager that so far occurs about every 13 years. So, but we do believe after this, it will be more frequent. So really the purpose of this is kind of there's three parts of this, or really two parts. One is evaluating the county manager's job performance for the last period of a year. In this case, it'll go back to January 1st, 2018, would be the period that you're evaluating him, all the way to the present, December 4, 2018. And then really all of this is integrated into Section 3 of the job description. The materials you have here in front of you today are the job description of the county manager, an evaluation form that we together had put together with this board during a workshop, and then the findings and a motion document that I brought to you today that the public also has a copy of at the back table by the door. So what I would do is, if there's not any further questions, I would lead us to the job evaluation criteria worksheet and talk to you about it a little bit. And then my job is really going to be to kind of stand aside and just facilitate your discussions through this process.
Gentlemen, ready to go?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, you all have a form in front of you, and it's in your packet. And the packet is called the County Manager's Annual Evaluation of the Story County Manager Form.
And it looks like this.
Okay. Perfect. And the preface of this is pretty simple. It's the date of the evaluation is December 4, 2018. The county manager being evaluated is Pat Whitten, and the evaluator is you. And then the evaluation period again is 01-01-18 to 12-04-18. There is an A, a B, and a C section. There's a lot of language, but it's not complicated. The first one under A is really the job description elements. So you don't have to sift through a 3 or 4 page job description while you're doing this. You can just look at this as kind of a summary of each of the essential functions and KSAs of Pat Whitten's job. The B section is the evaluation elements. The evaluation form and the job description are aligned with each other in order to kind of evaluate goals and objectives the county manager has or hasn't fulfilled through the last year based on his job description. And the C part is the ratings. You asked during the workshops to take more of a holistic approach to the evaluation process rather than a very structured approach. So this is all developed around a holistic approach. You have options on each of these areas being evaluated to say, is he distinguished, excellent, satisfactory, needs improvement, or unsatisfactory? And there's 9 separate elements, each dealing with different areas that you want to evaluate the county manager. You don't have to check anything off. You're not necessarily required to rate him 1 to 5 or anything like that. It's just on each item, we'll talk about it. Actually, the three of you will talk about it. Make any statements that you feel are important for or against, and then collectively discuss, was the county manager distinguished in this area? Or was he excellent or satisfactory or something less than that? Do you have any questions so far?
No, with that, I think we're getting feedback off your microphone, though. I think you need to move your microphone over to
this help, maybe
your left a little bit. I think it might be picking up the speaker behind you.
Okay.
Is that door there?
Yep.
Yeah. If the microphone can see the speaker, we're going to get feedback. So.
Okay.
Let's try it again.
How's that?
This one is covered.
I think that sounds pretty good.
Good.
All right. So if you don't have any questions on the first page of this, then we'll go to the second page, which is the evaluation. We'll give you a moment to do that. Okay, this is one of nine elements. The elements that we're evaluating are on page one. Again, leadership we're going to look at, organizational management, financial management, human resources development, public service, economic development, personal character, emergency management, and code of ethics under the International Code of Management Association. So the first one we're on right now of those is the leadership section. All of those items A through M that you see in front of you are generally the things that are aligned with the county manager's job description with regard to leadership. And amongst the three of you, I would ask if you can take a moment just to review those and then have a short discussion or a discussion however long you want on how you feel that the county manager has fulfilled this area.
Okay. This is the first time we've done this. How do you want to do you want to start, Lance, or do you want to do a round robin? Do you want to go with one item and Jack with the next and me?
Candidly, I'm really not sure. To sit here at the table and go through items A through M and discuss how we feel about each and every one of them, I think I'd rather have some research done. I'd rather hear from some department heads on the faculty experience and work with Pat. I candidly am puzzled at how to move forward on these.
Well, I don't know. You know, I've been around the courthouse for a while, both as a justice of the peace and commissioner. And so I've had great contact and communication with all the other departments. I've never really heard anything negative about that treatment of them or communication problems or anything of that nature.
It's interesting to me. I've worked with this man now since 1998. And he was the sheriff when I got here, and then he became the county manager, and he shepherded us through 9/11, and he shepherded us through the worst recession the nation has seen ever, and he shepherded us through a county growth pattern. So to go back and say let's evaluate him for the last 12 months, for Christ's sake,
he hasn't had a review. For 8 years.
No, he's performed for 20.
Yeah. So, I'm looking at the big picture. I'm not looking at the last year because that's not just a sliver of what's been going on.
My total feeling on Pat Whitten, you know, I gained incredible confidence and respect for his chair. We all know that great leadership is not a popularity contest. Making hard calls and making hard decisions and being a desk of no and sitting in the middle of a whirl that he's seen for the last 20 years, I feel like I know the man. I can go through here and read these. Does he have leadership? Of course he does. Is he organizational and managed? How in the hell do we get to where we are today? Does he have financial management? He was brought from the sheriff's office into the county at a time when we were desperate. We were broke. They were going to split us up between Lyon County and Washoe County. Does he have financial management? For Christ's sake, he was a banker for most of his career. And so he brings all of that to the table. Human resources, development, 20 years worth of managing and hiring and firing, public service. Constantly. So if I'm going to go through and tell you, and I'm going to rate him over the last 20 years, I think he's an incredible individual, and I absolutely would not find fault with his leadership in any score here. So to go through over the last 12 months, and I'm sorry, I feel this is foolishness, and that's the way I see it.
You know, Commissioner Gilman, you just know Pat too well. That's the problem.
Yep.
The reason we have this annual county the annual evaluation of the county managers is, you know, several months ago when we decided we needed to put together job description for the county manager because we know that we're going to have a new county manager sometime in 2019. And so this is pretty much part of the package here because the county manager is the only individual that the county commissioners evaluate. The county manager evaluates all of his subordinates, all of his staff underneath him. And then, of course, the elected officials and the other offices can do as they do with their evaluation.
Marshall, I couldn't agree more. If we were talking about a gentleman that we hired last year and we were evaluating his first year's performance, we're talking about that 20 years on the scale here. And I just, I'm going to mark excellent on everything, and that's where I stand.
I understand that, and I appreciate where you're coming from. I think that the effort's been put in to put this in place, and so I think that we should at least, I think we should go through it and do them as we've been asked to by staff, and that way we will have a record that we have done it, that we didn't have them do a bunch of legwork earlier on in the year, you know, that we disregarded. So I know it's going to take a little bit of time, but we've been here for a long time already. So we're asking Austin for a little bit of guidance on this because some of us, even though we've been in private business, we've never done this type of evaluation on our staff. It's usually on a daily basis how people perform. You know, so.
I see you're doing an excellent job already. That's how you wanted it, was a holistic approach, and that's what we're getting. I do want to respond to one statement that was made. A few of our department heads have actually prepared to come and speak about Pat when you decide you would like to ask them to come up.
Oh, okay.
And then I have a couple short statements from others.
Okay. You know, as I go down these lists that are in our packet here, on each item, you know, of everything that's leadership and organizing, as Commissioner Gilmas put out, I think that, you know, working with Pat for the last 6 years, very closely, that these are really good line items here because until I read this, it's like, wow, we do all of those things and you know, Pat's doing the heavy lifting there. It's like, wow, we do a lot at county level for these things. So I think it's good to go down the list and give a yay, nay, excellent. What do we have there? Distinguished, excellent, satisfactory, needs improvement, unsatisfactory. I mean, we're not going to keep a scorecard. We're not going to have like a point system. And, you know, if he doesn't get a 70, he doesn't pass the test.
You know, Marshall, the only other thing I'd like to add quickly is that whereas I've been a sitting commissioner about 6 years and I've had the opportunity, the pleasurable opportunity to work with Pat Whitten across the board, I've been working with him one-on-one for the last 20 years. I mean, we collectively, with the leadership of this county, put together the largest, most prestigious industrial play in America. And we came from nowhere and dead broke to a place where we have the probability of being the most financially successful county per capita in the United States under his leadership. So I'm really looking at this not just as a commissioner for 6 years. I've been with this gentleman for 20. Every week.
I understand.
Well, looking at this leadership thing is like he stands out. He's a team leader, great at solving problems. He instills confidence in his team. He delegates authority appropriately. I've seen him have to put his fist down a couple times, but it was rightly deserved, I'll call it that. great communicator. He excels at all of these items listed here. And I think a lot of people don't know stuff that I know. And that is, Douglas County and Washoe County have kind of tried to steal him away from us. Because they know how good he is. He's well respected among the other county managers and city managers. So he's got a lot of contacts that's actually helped us down the road. So as far as the leadership, I think I would rate him as distinguished.
As we go through this, when you're looking at leadership, when you go A through M, as I read these down here, I think I've either been involved or witnessed each one of all of these categories in which Pat's been involved in. With all of these, starting today, motivation, encouragement, teamwork, innovation, problem solving. I mean, this goes on all the time here, whether it's county related or private. You look at when you get into community development meetings and stuff like that, how to get people together and how to make things work. And I mean, that goes right on to the next one. Restores confidence and promotes, because these things all tie into one another.
Right.
Getting the right people in the right places delegates his authority appropriately. Always an effective advocate of the county programs. I mean, that's why we have so many county programs. I mean, when I was a young person growing up here, there weren't any county programs. We had the swimming pool.
Yeah.
That was the county program up here, Communication with the board staff, communication with Pat. I mean, if you're up at 4:30, you better check your email or your text, because I guarantee you there's going to be something there from the county manager.
Yeah.
He starts early, he goes late. You just go down there. Leads in accordance with the policies, always there. Strategic goals, we always have goals and objectives in this county. Always. And Pat's always the leader about that. Positive relationship with the board? I think so, from listening to my two colleagues up here.
Keep us well informed.
Positive relationship with the staff, departments, and elected officials. Every once in a while people have to bump heads in this courthouse, but that's the way it is. But when the day is done, everybody's usually on the same page. He represents the board's interest because that's what he does, because he always says that he works at the pleasure of the board.
That's correct.
That's it. Positive relationship with residents, businesses, and public. I think the best that any public official can. There's always going to be some complaints and naysayers out there. We take it in private life too. But yeah. I think he does what he can to help out as many people as he possibly can. Some people you can't help because they won't agree with you, so there's nothing you can do. Takes ownership of error. I've already said it's my bad on more than one occasion.
Yep.
Builds in our local relations with local, state, and federal. I'd have to say so. And how we work with our surrounding counties, Nevada NACO, National NACO, things like that. Our federal representatives when we're in Washington, D.C., or even locally, if we have to meet in an office here. Although we do get more work done if we go to Washington.
Yeah.
Great but relationship with them.
So as I go down, item number one there, leadership, I think I'm in the boat with Commissioner McGuffey there. I think it's distinguished. And I think Commissioner Gilman is there. Well, he said it first, so. Yeah. All right. As we move along, do you want to chime in, or are you just
whenever you would like to?
Do you have any guidance other than what we're doing so far? Did you have?
You're doing fine with how you're doing this. Whenever you would like the department heads to come, perhaps we could go through each of these first.
Okay.
You may find that you've exhausted a lot of your comments for the end. It's
okay.
Very open and free, so
right.
We could go to
all
the
right.
Next.
It's a learning curve for us up here too. So.
Oh yeah. The next one's organizational management.
Yeah, very good. Jack, you want to take this on?
The organizational management?
Sure.
Okay. Well,
and you can read them off and give it from your viewpoint.
Okay, implements and enforces board directives. Excellent there. Follows organizational policies and programs. I got a little bit of an issue there. Response timely to board requests. Good. Reports accurate, comprehensive, concise, and persuasive. Excellent there. Effective public information officer. Very good there. Understands, supports, and enforces policies. That I think is tied to B for me. Reviews policies, recommends improvements, efficient and effective, detail-oriented, avoids errors, resolves problems, great problem solver, and delivers his product. And that's a high point for me there. Now, as far as B and F, follows organizational policies and programs, and I think we've all seen where understands, supports, and enforces policies. I think he might have, I don't know, at one point manipulated a policy or went out there a little bit. But it wasn't for any self-improvement or self-purpose. I think he's just trying to get what he's trying to get done. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So we all try to bend the rules a little bit, maybe, you know. But he's just trying to get to the finish line.
So I think you're saying I got the easy one. Is that
true? I think the other thing to remember is he's come through a transition that's been incredibly challenging.
Yeah.
And so he's grown up with this little county who was very, very small and very challenged. And with a lot of department heads, he had to shepherd the time when people had to roll back their salaries and bring it back because we didn't have the money to pay them off of the budget. And so my comment on that, basically, Jack, is he has done the very best he can, and he's had to evolve plateau to plateau to plateau to get where we are today.
That's right.
And that evolvement has come with a lot of challenges.
No, I'm not – don't get me wrong. I'm not slamming for any of this. To get the job done. So, but I'd have to, you know, because it's a little iffy there, I'd still give him an excellent rating.
And Lazo, I think that goes ahead and morphs right into item three, which is the financial management.
Yeah.
Go ahead, a little bit of that. You know, direct preparation of a balanced budget, you know. We always tweak that a little bit. We usually underestimate our revenues and overestimate what our expenses are going to be, because we know that if the revenue doesn't come in, we don't have to do a lot of these projects. And so we will still end up with a balanced budget, even though we might approve a non-balanced budget to start with, because between Pat's office and the comptroller's office, and of course the comptroller and the county manager have a really good working relationship with department heads. It's like, if you don't have the money, you're not going to spend it. Even if we've allocated it, you're just not going to spend it because we won't have it at the end of the year.
You know, if I may, Marshall, one of the things I'd like to comment on, 6 years ago, more or less, our county, with Pat Whitten and our comptroller, decided with all of us that we were going to go with line item budgeting. And line item budgeting is probably the very best way to manage a set of books, whether you're in the private or the public sector, and it's challenging. You have to go to every department head, and they have to decide how much they're going to spend by the month and by the year, and the budget has to make sense. Line item budgeting, and I am so proud of Hugh and Pat Whitten, because I know the other counties are calling in saying, "How in the world did you guys do that?" We're a poster child of how you manage your county financially and how you put your budgets together. And I'm going to tell you, Pat Whitten and you led the charge on that. And I think we're the only county in the state of Nevada that can do it. And we do it every year for six years.
I agree. Yeah. Yes. We launched this, provide a service at levels consistent with board policies and directives. Well, and also that would go with revenue stream, because during the recession, Story County staff got eliminated by about one-third, closed fire stations. Every office in the courthouse had to go ahead and give up staff in there. And now as they've come, as the economy's improved and these other officials have come in and said, we need more staff again, then we have to look at, you know, and that's their job. They, you know, Pat's office, they look at that and say, okay, it looks like we do have enough revenue to come in to go ahead and put that position back in your office again. Because, you know, we ran a tight ship here for a long, long time where a lot of the employees had to work extremely hard. But now that it's a little bit better, then we're able to go ahead and put those positions back in. And so that just follows right into this list, you know. Keeps the board appraised of major financial issues. Well, major and minor, you know. We just, anytime there's a hiccup, you know, or a glitch somewhere, We know about it, and usually there's a procedure in place to go ahead and remedy it one way or the other. Either we don't do the project, or we don't spend the money, or we divert monies from other projects that we'll put on the back burner until next year. Monitors the budget expenditures to ensure the funds are spent correctly. That's a no brainer, and I learned that from his office, from Pat. You know, when I first took this job. Evaluates programs and services to make appropriate adjustments. I mean, some things disappear, some things get added, and some things stay the same. And that's just the competence of the county manager to keep his eye on the ball all the time. Just it's constantly changing. County government is constantly changing. Meets board policies, guidelines, and directives. I think so. I've never asked, on my standpoint, I've never asked Pat to do something that he didn't complete. Exhibits responsible and appropriate expenditures. Yeah, we don't have a whole bunch of expensive gaudy furniture and art in this courthouse. You know, and always keep an eye on expenditures, especially for high ticket items, whether it be equipment for the fire department, public works, or the sheriff's office with patrol cars, things like that, or IT. You know, our IT expenditures over the last couple of years have been a whole lot. You know, for new servers and equipment, and then of course. With the computer system that the county uses now, getting rid of the outdated AS400 and moving over to the new system. So they're always going over the books, making sure there's enough revenue stream there to go ahead and cover these.
You know, but it seems like our little county, for example, and you just cited the example of the computers and staying into the 21st century as we move forward. But I'll tell you, trying to reorganize, as an example, with Gary Haynes and all of the staff heads, and when we had to organize the building department and handle, I'll tell you, much of the county said, county's not big enough, Story County. We've got to take you guys over. You know, you guys are not going to be able to handle all the company and corporate and the building you have. Well, not only have they done it, but if you go back and look at the success they've had in working together, we've built an incredible building department to oversee construction and development that's unprecedented anywhere in a big county. And it's here in this little county, and they've done it. So.
Yeah. Moving along, we use his labor resources efficiently. I think so. And sometimes someone isn't a right fit in one area, you move them somewhere else and someone around. And that's using
it.
Being efficient. It's like, you know, sometimes someone might doesn't work out, instead of cutting them loose, you say, no, I think you do a good job over here. And so it works out pretty well. Exhibits financial competency. I think so. I mean, you go into his office, you talk about a budget item, and he's always got the county's annual budget right at his fingertips. Pop it open, pop right there, and you know where you're at.
So, well, I know he's not a yes man. He's plenty willing to say no.
Well, that's the way to be. You can always say no and change your mind. If you say yes, you're pretty much stuck. You know? Anticipates and plans for future financial needs. I think that's a constant on an ongoing basis year after year because our needs change. Utilizes federal and state grants and funding opportunities. He probably directs this. Of course, he's got the people like Sherry Nevin in the background who are working diligently to bring those funds in, but It's a big part of what we get done in the county by having this grant funding that comes in. It makes a lot of the programs work and, and a lot of projects come to be that it wouldn't be there if we didn't have those projects. We wouldn't be doing the water line, the 5 mile flats, and we wouldn't be doing the sewer projects if it wasn't for grant funding. The county simply doesn't have the revenue sources to do that. So, financial management, these are the top of this class. So.
Yeah, I think that's his strongest asset that we acquired, putting him in this position.
Okay. Why don't you take the next one, Jack, and let me take a sip of water.
Human resources development ensures personal policies conform to law. That's a given. I'll say he's got a staff to take care of that. He has a great HR guy to make sure that we're conforming to law. Carries out personnel policies. Absolutely. Professional manages the compensation and benefits plan. Promotes training and professional development. I'll back up to C. It seems like that this is more for the human resources guy, but Pat kind of oversees that as well. So
I would say that too. He's on our negotiating team, but he's on this panel when we're talking about negotiating collective bargaining agreements and stuff like that. He's got a very active role in that, and that does come into compensation and benefits.
Right. And he does promote training and professional development so that staff person or whatever is up to speed on the currents. Okay. Maintain staffing according to organizational needs and budget limits. Absolutely. Retains and recruits competent personnel. Good. That's a good point there. He does. He's good at that. Treats all employees fairly and equitably. Equitably. I see him treating me just like he would the janitor. I mean, everybody's equal around here.
He's always fair.
Yeah, he's always fair. Always
even
fair.
With staff that gets into trouble,
yeah.
He treats them fair.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
So, he's kind of reminds me of the principal I had in high school. I can't remember his name. He was an old guy. And it's like if I was kind of a little hellraiser and I get in trouble and have to go to the principal, and he would sit there for 20 minutes telling me what a good guy I am.
Yeah.
So even though I was in trouble, I kind of felt okay when I walked out. So I kind of look at Pat in that light. Promptly addresses disciplinary problems. Yes, he does. He doesn't let anything stew. That's great. Takes appropriate corrective action. That's instantly. Monitors and evaluates performance. Yes, he does. He has input on every body in this county. And beyond, maybe. Evaluates the coaches consistently and fairly. Yes. So, I think this is one of another of Pat's strong points. He's real good at dealing with people. I've seen him deal with problem people, and you could tell he's biting his tongue sometimes, but he still treats everybody fairly and accordingly. So I say he does very well in this. I don't know, distinguished or excellent, either one. It's right up there. But I'm going to go distinguished on that myself.
I think generally, in my opinion, if we have an area in our county we should focus on a bit more, it's our human resources, our HR department. We're growing. We've got a lot more personnel. And I think that we could benefit from stronger personnel in HR and a stronger focus there. Not to say that it hasn't been there, but we're rapidly approaching a time when we need to pay more attention to that. So.
All righty. Next up, we have item 5, which comes into public service with positive impression by citizens. That might be, I would say it's a toss-up, but you're not going to get 100% score of what the impressions is by citizens, because if you do something they ask you to do and it's okay to do it, you get a score of 100 from them. But if they ask you to do something that's impossible to do or it's not legal to do, then you get an F minus. So, you know, by my conversations with the citizens that I deal with, they find you to be a very strong county manager, and some like you and some don't. But that's just part of the job. It's just part of the job. I mean, what are you laughing about? You put people in jail. How many people like you?
Huh? I'm smiling.
So we want visible, approachable, accessible, and responsive. Well, phone calls, text messages, and emails. You're in your office all the time. And I know that when you are on vacation or homesick, you are still accessible. So I know many times when you and I have been in contact constantly, no matter where you're at or wherever I'm at. So I know, you, and you're very responsive. You get, if there's a problem, you get down to what the bone of contention is, and you remedy it. Displays diplomacy when responding to others. Yeah, a lot better than some of the other of us out there. So, displays positive image, a public image of the county. I don't think so. As Jack mentioned, very well respected. The county's been trying to steal you away from Story County for years. Outgoing to meet with citizens and communities. You always participate in what's going on in the county, so I think that's right up there. Communicates with the citizens. If they want to communicate with Pat, he communicates with them, so I think that's there too. Citizen and customer oriented. Absolutely. Always look, you know, the needs of your constituents come first, and then of course we have visitors, community who have inquiring minds too that you respond to, and respond timely to citizen complaints. I think for the most part you do. Some say you don't. But then after I find out they've contacted you 20 times over the same item, they might not think you're responding rapidly enough. So. As I look at your public service, you know, once again, you're at the top of the class.
You know, Marshall, a comment just generally from my world is that, and I said it earlier, effective and positive leadership cannot be a popularity contest because you're going to have two sides to every coin, and not everybody is going to agree, and somebody has to make a decision. And every one of those decisions is going to either alienate or disappoint somebody. So in his public service, he wades in and takes care of it. He's certainly not shy about getting involved. On the other hand, I don't think anybody, none of us at this desk or anybody leading a company, is going to have 100% positive popularity with the group that they're managing. It's right. Not a popularity contest. If you have too many people that you're really popular with, you may not be doing a very good job. And so I believe Pat efficiently and professionally runs his desk, and he stands up for his beliefs the way he believes it.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. Okay, Jack, I'll ask you to take those things.
Economic development. Bill's private-public portion. Private-public partnerships, absolutely. And that's with everybody he talks with. I'm taking out loud all these contractors, Ames Construction, that are doing all the grant work for us. He's created quite a relationship with all these construction companies and so on, with keeping them, they're all happy. They like working with us, and it's because of people like that who keep that communication line open with these people. Fosters interjurisdictional cooperation. Yes, he kind of will carry the weight of the hammer sometimes. Responds quickly to stakeholders' needs? Absolutely. When it comes to stakeholders, they're the ones making our county grow and thrive. And he's I think everybody enjoys working with him. I think they approach him knowing that he's not going to just ignore them and say no. They'll talk it out or, you know, work something out with them. That's his skill there. Adapts to changing economic environment. I guess we've all seen that since he's been in this position. You know, I remember when he first was made the general manager. He was a sheriff, and then and I met him when he was a sheriff on an unfortunate circumstance thing. And then we didn't see each other for a few years. At the time when he became manager, is because we learned that we were losing millions of dollars to Washoe County from the industrial park because of the zip code. And it was kind of frugal trying to get any of that money back because it was a kind of a low point in the recession, I believe. And so, he's the one who put the steps in place to get people to start paying Story County and then following through with some kind of procedure to get it done because we couldn't get a postal zip code at the time. Knows county assets, strengths, weaknesses. Yeah, he knows those books inside and out. A lot of times if you ask him a question about something in the budget or a capital project down the road or something, he knows exactly where they're sitting. He doesn't have to look anything up. He's like an encyclopedia for Story County. Builds positive image of county based on facts. Our county is highly respected, not only in Nevada, but in Washington as well. They know what we're doing here. They're paying attention. And we got other states paying attention as well. They want to know what Story County is doing. So we're doing something right. Demonstrates consistency and integrity. Absolutely. He's very consistent. I can almost, if I got a question, I can almost guess what he's going to tell me. You know? So it's kind of... I see he does. I mean, look at where our county is now. You know, I mean, economic development, we're the leader. Everybody's jealous of us. I'd have to rate him distinguished on that.
Follow up?
I'm good. I agree. 100%. I think I said it earlier.
Are we talking about economic development? I mean, I just don't know how many trips that Pat has made down Geiger Grade to go out to the industrial park to meet with potential new developers out there or people who want to operate, and not knowing exactly how it works in Story County. They know that it takes about 9 months in Clark County to get a building permit to put in a sidewalk, and to find out that you can build a 780,000 square foot building or a million square foot building in 180 days, they don't believe you. And Pat has to convince them, or sometimes has to pick up the phone and call another business person down there that did it. And so, you know, it takes a little bit of convincing sometimes, but Pat's always taken the time to go down and meet with these new potential people who want to move into the county. And you can look at the success rate. We have the people are building down there. About 20 million square feet under roof down there.
He meets the marshal. He helps the county capture their interest. He works with them continually after the transaction is closed and the escrow is closed through all the maturations that go through. And I've literally watched him get in a van and drive to California on Saturday at his own time to meet with a company who was very concerned about moving. And it was a lady who was elderly and head of a family business. And by golly, he got in the van and he drove over there and visited her. And the next week, she came over and bought a building. So I would tell you that Story County leadership, starting with Pat all the way down through, was willing to get involved, put their personal cell phone numbers out there, and answer every single objection every company had. And they did it personally.
Absolutely.
It's unprecedented.
And they get everybody else on the same page. You get planning and building on the same page. So,
yeah.
You know, you read stuff in the paper about how Story County takes shortcuts in their building code. It's totally untrue. We know that. We just know how to streamline the process so people don't have to take five sets of plans from one department to another, and then take months and months and months for approval. They just came up with a game plan, Pat leads that team, and they're not.
And we're electronic. They brought in the electronics so we could do everything in paper. We don't use paper plans. We redline right on a screen, and that's why we can turn something around in less than a month.
Absolutely. So.
I'm going to tell you, I just finished a project in Washoe County that was a nightmare. And you're talking about 9 sets of plans and 9 different desks, and then you wait 4 months before you get in. It's amazing.
Sure.
Troy County doesn't do that.
No, and that's the guidance that Pat gives to it. And that's why we have a streamlined system that saves our taxpayers money, you know, from the building construction costs and that.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I think they really enjoy the fact that they can start breaking ground before they get their plans done, too.
Yeah. That's it. Scrubbing the brush off the dirt.
Yeah.
Next up, we have item 7, which is a personal character.
Says he's original here. I think that's probably true.
He's original. I got that right. So it's originality and approaching problems. Absolutely. I've been in his office many times where there's a problem, and I don't know the solution. But Pat's a little older, so he's got a little more experience than I do, so he can dig down into his archives and come out with a solution to the problem. Although I think he's overseen a lot more employees than I have in my career. It takes a rational, impersonal, and unbiased approach based on the facts and qualified opinions. Absolutely, because. You can't make a reasonable decision unless you have all of those qualities.
I call it making your plan and working your plan. He knows where he's going, he makes his plan, and then he works it.
Energetic and willing to spend time to do exceptional work. I've already mentioned that before. He just puts in the hours, many, many hours. You know, whether he's at work or at play or sick. So, reaches quality decisions in a timely fashion. I believe so. Honest and forthcoming in professional capacities, without exception. I've never had to question one thing Pat's ever told me, not once. Reputation in the community for honesty, integrity. If there's anybody out there who wants to question it, they haven't brought it to my attention.
I agree.
Accepts constructive criticism and takes ownership of mistakes. Goes without saying.
If I can tell you, we've had some spirited conversations. We can agree to disagree.
Yep. Same here. We haven't always agreed on everything. But it's okay to disagree.
Okay.
I think his personal character really feeds off well on the people he's in contact with, you know, representing the county. He's just a personable guy. Number 8, emergency management. Leads and manages effectively during crisis. Absolutely. I mean, we do have emergency management people in place, but he is the go-to guy. Of course, being in the sheriff department, running that department, and now running the county here, I think once in a while we'll see him on the news covering the county, basically. Interjurisdictional cooperation, absolutely. I've never seen any or heard of any issues there. Supports emergency management planning, absolutely. He's behind his guys the whole time, willing to help out or make any recommendations if there's something arises. Maintains conformance with emergency management requirements. That's pretty much, I can say ditto to that with my response. He's a great leader. It's harder than you think to have to get in front of a camera on emergency type stuff. They do send us to school for that kind of stuff. And, you know, kind of what to say, what not to say kind of stuff. He's a natural at it. I don't even know if he's been to any of these classes, but he sure is a master at handling this stuff.
And he meets on a regular basis too with our emergency management team.
Correct.
You know, sheriff, fire, Joe, you know, whatever the you know, whatever the needs are.
Yeah.
Okay. That's right. All right, Austin.
All right, so you have gone through eight of the nine. The last one is the International County Managers Association Code of Ethics. You don't have to read all those and go through them, but if you feel he's gone through those, then you there's really two options. Did he conform to them? Did he not? I would ask, before we now go to the next item, if each of you could just provide a short, for the record, kind of a summary of overall of what you all just got done discussing, each individually, and then as a group, as a collective, agree that you feel the county manager has met the things in here at a distinguished high level, medium level, or low level quality. And at that point, then we would move to the next items.
So everything up to item eight?
Just overall, yeah. It'd be like, for example, Commissioner Gillen may start and say, overall, this is what I think the county manager is. And then Commissioner McGuffey would do the same, and then Chairman McBride would do the same. And at that point, it pretty much puts on the record your overall summary of where you think that county manager is. And there was a question during this, do you need to check all of these off? You don't. It says you should, or you could, but you don't have to. The idea behind this, per your direction a few months ago, was more of that holistic approach. But that one holistic statement would be great for the record.
Okay. Lance, do you want to repeat what you're hoping
to say? I made myself pretty clear. I think the world of this gentleman. I have the greatest respect. We're not evaluating a man for the last 12 months or 18 months of operation. We're looking at somebody that has a 20-year track record of nothing but success and nothing but growth and doing everything on behalf of this county in the county's best interest and being incredibly successful at it. And so, I don't have enough adjectives in my life and world to tell you how proud I am to have worked with him and how much respect that I have for his job. It's not an easy chair to sit in, and he does it masterfully.
Jack?
Well, I looked at all of my scores here. I think I've already stated the pleasure of working with Pat Whitten over the years. So up to this point, I've got like six distinguished and two excellent, so it'd have to be a distinguished vote. If that's what you're looking for.
That is.
Yeah. Well, my relationship with the county manager goes back when I decided to run for this job. My relationship with him prior to that was incremental, whether at the RV park, get a quart of milk, or the few times we had interaction with the sheriff's office when he was sheriff. So, but once I took on this job, I've had a very hands-on relationship with Pat by meeting him almost on a weekly basis, whether we had a county commissioner's meeting or not. So I would have to base my evaluation pretty much like Lance says, not on 20 years, but on this last 6 years. To do a 12-month evaluation, I could go back and look at the last 20 agenda items and say, okay, this is where we completed for there, and this is what Pat's position and job was on this. So I have to go for the overall package because that's what's fresh in my mind of everything that we've been doing. And so, as we've critiqued these eight items so far, it's hard to say too much more than I already have. I mean, he's on the job 24/7, almost every day of the year. I don't know if he takes Christmas off or not. But the communications I've had with him, I told you before, sometimes by 4:30 a.m. I'm receiving information from him. And it's not jokes or anything. This is stuff that has to do with county business that's important. As so much these days is very important at the county level. I think he's a very good manager. And he's fiscally responsible. And he's a man of high character. And he's good with staff. He's very well-rounded for this job. So if I were to find criticism with him, it would be very minuscule items over the course of the 6 years. Nothing that would stand out, nothing criminal, Madam DA. I've had the pleasure of traveling with him to Washington on numerous occasions, testifying before Congress, which is a very important part for Story County to participate in, you know, in that arena. So, I wasn't keeping a scorecard there, but as I said before, Pat's at the top of the class. You can put him in there between excellent, distinguished. He's a fine guy to work with.
All right. At this point, no department head was compelled, encouraged, or anything to speak, but there's a few that wanted to. And I feel those folks are here today. And if you would like to welcome a couple comments from our department heads.
Okay. Denny's the closest one to the podium. So, Denny Dotson, director of the VCTC.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and Commissioners. It's not easy standing up and being evaluated in public. You know, I had a bit of that myself this year. And the person that I go to, my confidant, is Pat Whitten. I've been in Story County, Virginia City, for almost 20 years. My only regret is that it took me 10 years to figure out to go to work for the man, because he's been an exceptional person, exceptional boss. That's given us the freedom to use our talents. He's surrounded himself with individuals from all different walks of life that have taken their specialties, or their expertise, rather, or their specialties, and have created something special, and that's that team, a team story. But with that, you have to have a coach, you have to have a leader, and this gentleman here sitting next to the DA, Mr. Pat Whitten, is the perfect example of what a leader should be. That's all I have.
Thank you, Denny. Next up, Sherry Nevin.
Thank you for allowing us the opportunity to weigh in today and wait pretty much all day, but it was very important, I think, that we do that. So I've had the opportunity to work with Pat pretty much my entire career with the county, whether it was my time at the fire department that he was sheriff then became county manager, or the last about 4 years that I've been in my position. We have a great working relationship, and he allows us to be innovative and encourages us to, you know, kind of look outside of the box, you know, and build good relationships with others around us. So very fortunate, and it's just a pleasure to work with Pat.
Great. Thank you, Sherry. Public Works Director Jason Wierzbowski.
Well, I have a testament to a lot of what you guys have said out there today. Started about 13 years ago. I was a buddy of mine in Lockwood was building an addition on his house and he got a permit. So I was helping him out on it while I was full time at Circus Circus. And Dean Haymore was coming down doing the inspections off and on, and all of a sudden Dean's like, "Hey, you know, we're having an issue with trying to get contractors to fix our senior center." And he goes, "Would you be willing to talk to a guy?" And I said, "Sure." So he put me in contact with Pat, came up there, they hired me part-time, finished the senior center, and then Pat made me a full-time offer, referring to the human resources recruitment, and haven't looked back since. You know, he's definitely one of the, if not the best boss I've ever worked for and had the pleasure to work for, because he allows us to spread our wings and try different ideas, and he's been extremely, extremely supportive of the direction that we're trying to go with Public Works, in which, you know, some folks might have seen by now that we're out there, you know, getting stuff done and, you know, kicking butt and taking names. So I'm really appreciative of this, and that man sitting right there is worth his weight in gold.
Thank you, Jason.
Here comes the truth.
County Comptroller, Mr. Gallagher.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. County Manager Pat Whitten brings a very unique set of skills, to say the least. Banking executive, business owner, sheriff, and now a tremendous county manager. It is these qualities that has led Story County and its staff to this proceeding today. A great leader's performance truly comes to surface during times of hardship. If you look at 2008, 2009, 2010, double-digit inflation, counties on going for before the Committee for Local Government Finance because they can't meet budgets, they are going under. Story County was not one of those. His leadership and tough decisions, I'll tell you what, concerning public safety and some of our county staff, helped Story County take this first wave of hardship. That is a trait that very, very few people have. In addition to that, he's been right on top of all of the cap projects that we've had, the wastewater treatment plant, the water lines, the sewer lines, all of the road improvements through all the districts, and the economic development of one of the largest industrial center in the United States. That's probably enough for probably about four people to do. Pat Whitten has pretty much done it by himself.
Thank you, Mr. Gallagher.
Mr. Chairman, without loquacious rhetoric, Fire Chief Jeff Nevin, the Community Development Director Gary Haynes, Communications Director Dave Ballard, concur with everything that would be said today, that they feel Pat was a great leader and a great person to work with. And myself, trying to keep this short because I'm the administrator of this process and trying to be a little bit more in the middle, but I share everything as well. I've been in this county for 20 years and started with it about 14 years ago on the Planning Commission. And even as a Planning Commissioner, I had Pat's understanding, his leadership, and how we do the county in the years of 7 and 8 and 9 and 10. And because of what he's created and what he's allowed staff to do and what he's allowed to be created in this county, has really turned us from the things that were described in those earliest years before the Industrial Center to where we are today with economic development and community development. I can go on and on, but I share everything that was said here today, and Pat's been great to work with, and he's certainly a great leader, and that's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Austin.
So the next, what we have, let me check a couple things out here. At this point, we understand where you are as far as the evaluation. Next would be to go into the next element of Section 3 of the job description, really is the what do you want to do as far as the county manager's salary and or bonuses that are expressly listed in the job description as such. So there is a staff recommendation in front of you. It is an addendum to today's meeting, and there is a copy for the public as well for viewing. And that document outlines what a potential salary bonus would look like, and this was based on the evaluation going positively. The salary bonus that's in front of you, or the bonus in front of you, is based on a comp study of county managers in the region of like counties that are staffing size and other elements. And then it was recommended to do a bonus instead of a compensation adjustment, because the compensation adjustment would make changes to the compensation structure of the county. The bonus would not. I'd like to give you a moment without really talking much to read that and go over it. And it's just a recommendation at this point.
Thank you.
If a vote were to be made to provide a salary bonus, whether it's this number or another number, these would be findings of fact, kind of like what we do with the Planning Commission, that you could integrate with that, and it pretty much incorporates all of your motion together and puts it in the record clearly. The amount recommended is $61,000, and that is based on what I just described. It is a history of the county manager's compensation in the county and an assessment of the county manager's comp study in the region. And that region would include Douglas, Carson, Lyon, Churchill, and Washoe counties. The cities are looked at as well, and so is Elko, but those are the areas where a comp typically takes place for our county.
Austin, I'm not sure I have that.
It was a loose text right now.
You would read the findings of fact, items 1 through 6?
I could read those very quickly, absolutely. One of the findings, just to be clear, is for that $61,000 to be deposited into Pat's retirement account. It could be into a deferred comp, which is a Nevada program for public employers or employees, or it could be into something he has of his own, like a 401k or something like that. And then it would be effective if the county manager decides to stay until June 30th, 2019, or later.
So let me understand, Austin. This $61,000 is made up of criteria that goes back to 2014?
About correct. It is anchored based on that.
And what we've done is we've analyzed the steps that he wasn't able to take because he had capped out.
Correct.
And so if you do the math on that to present day, it comes up to about $61,000 in a shortfall?
It does. A portion of that would be salary, and then the rest of it would be what he would have earned in PERS during that time for that difference.
So in looking at this, this is not actually a bonus. It's bringing him whole, if you will, to the present day?
That could be argued. Yes.
I certainly think that's important. One of the things that strikes me, and I'll go back based upon my comments, if we're going to consider a bonus to a gentleman that's done for this county what it's done, I don't know that it's real easy to put a number on that. I can understand justifying the 61 and this board may find that that's appropriate, but I'd be more inclined to recommend something like a $100,000 bonus to the gentleman that has led us to where he has, and not look at it as to as a salary program, but look at it as a, you know, in the private sector, we bonus people all the time for excellence in production, and it's a very commonplace thing, and I don't know that in a public world like this that it's that common, but I don't have a problem looking at it that way, and so I personally think it's warranted, but that's just from my chair.
speaking as with your HR is a great thing about the way you put this program together months ago is it allows staff to come up with something that is anchored on something factual, but then also allows the board to do exactly what you're talking about, is to actually provide something a little bit different that goes into exactly tying into everything you described of the county manager moments ago. So what you're saying is conforming with the program you put in place.
My feeling is if we're going to bonus the man, let's give him a bonus that's justifiable in our minds as a, you know, as a thank you for a job well done. And I don't know if he's going to retire or not. He's made a lot of comments along those lines. But retirement or not, as far as I'm concerned, it's earned.
You know, I tend to agree with Lance on this. I know I've worked with Austin for quite a long time on this. We've been going back and forth on how we're going to do this and not catch fire in the process. But Lance really put it on the table that, yeah, this is basically a catch-up and make him whole and make him even, you know, with the PERS and the advances that he missed out on for the last 4 years, I guess. And I think even longer with that. Without raises, I'm not sure. But, yeah, I think to just make it a bonus and, yeah, just make it even 100,000.
Thank you, Jack, very much.
I'm caught a little off guard by this.
Yeah, well, I was too. It kind of makes sense to me.
Well, the funny thing is I pulled the record some time ago and did my own calculations, and then when I met with Austin, his numbers and my numbers were only off by a couple of dollars, so I know my math isn't too fuzzy.
Yeah. In making them whole.
In making them whole, yeah. I want to take about a 5-minute recess. I want to do a client privilege meeting with you. We do that? No?
No, it's an open meeting, right?
Yeah? Okay.
Right.
Do you have anything else to follow up before I call for public comment?
I don't at this time.
Okay. Well, we do it. We'll open up for public comment. Ms. Bard.
Cole Bard, Story County resident. I'm not going to make any comments about the process, although I have a lot of them. In listening to the dialogue between the commissioners, I've got to say that I agree to a lot of what's been said. I think that Pat came in at a time when the county was flat on its butt, pulled a team together, you know, pointed the organization in the right direction, has done tremendous work for the county, all the things mentioned. He's shepherded us through the 9/11, the recession, those things that you mentioned, Lance. And personally, I worked with Pat when I was on the board of the senior center, and he did stuff he probably should not, but it helped It helped me in the role that I was in, and it helped that senior center stay open and feeding people. And so I know firsthand Pat's a very, do what it takes to get the job done. Let's figure out what the right thing to do is, and let's go do it. So I've experienced that, and I've personally thanked Pat. I've thanked him publicly for that in particular. And so those things that he has done, in fact, are phenomenal. The thing that bothers me, and I believe the thing that will bother the residents of this county, is unfortunately these things happen, but they need to be addressed. In October of last year, it came up that there was a misappropriation of about $217,000 given out in bonuses, which Pat did, and without the approval and the knowledge of the commission. That's what each one of you said at the time, that you did not know about it, you did not approve it. And although since that date, October 17th, nothing happened, very little discussion, then let's write a job description so that it's clear for the next person stepping in. I mean, so there was activity. But the question on my mind, representing myself, and once I write about it, it'll be in the minds of some of our citizens, is what were the consequences for the misappropriation of $217,000 in bonuses given out without the approval of the commissioners? And on top of having no consequences for that misappropriation, you're sitting here proposing to reward that behavior. I understand about the $61K if that's needed to bring him to parity because, you know, he's missed out on that. That pencils out. That, you know, makes sense if that's what that is. No, I don't argue that. But there have been no consequences whatsoever for an act which I don't know but could be considered criminal. And so that to me speaks of ethics. And it also speaks of total lack of consequence. How is someone above the law in that respect, and how is that worthy of reward? I don't know how I'd explain that to a child. Can you explain that to me?
Well, I can explain one thing, that you keep saying that there was a misappropriation of funds. Well, we don't like the way the process went down. We were very vocal about that. But there's no indication whatsoever that there was a misappropriation of funds.
Did you approve it?
Let me tell you this again. There's no indication that there was any misappropriation of funds. Okay?
What do you call it?
We're not going to rehash that meeting that went on for a long time that day. You were here. You heard what happened. He did something that had been common practice throughout his office for several years. And this board was not aware of it going on. So that was the deal. I mean, how many times do we have to repeat ourselves, Nicole? You forgot?
No, don't forget.
Well, you just keep saying it like it was a crime committed. Well, there wasn't a crime committed.
You didn't approve that appropriation. Therefore, isn't that a misappropriation?
Well, like I told you before, and I'll tell you again, for some reason, you're not catching on here, okay? His office did things by board approval prior to this board. And he was continuing on doing the same thing that he did before. So you can call it misappropriation if you want to. I didn't know you went to law school, but there's no crime committed. If there was, Pat'd be in jail. Okay? But you keep saying it every time you get up there, and it does, just because you say it over and over again doesn't make it true. It doesn't make it true just because you keep saying it.
It's my observation.
No, it's your opinion, and your opinion isn't fact. It's an opinion.
Then I can continue to say it, can't I?
Yeah, but just because you say it doesn't make it a fact.
I'm simply asking.
No, you're not asking. You're telling us what it is.
I'm asking, how are you going to be giving a bonus to someone
that
did that?
All right. Additional public comment. Mr. Thompson. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, Chris Thompson, Project Manager, Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. I think anybody that could sit at a table and say no to Roger Norman deserves something for that. Let's just start with that. But, you know, I am sorry you had to sit through that, the last comments, Mr. Whitten. I apologize. You know, I come from 22 years in the military and commanded at all levels up to brigade level. And one thing that I learned as a commander and in evaluating other commanders is that you can never make every single decision perfectly where you get everything exactly how you want it. The key is, you know, do you get the strategic goal done and do you take care of your troops in the process? And, you know, to single a decision here or decision there, you know, a year ago, last year, 2-5 years ago, but to ignore your body of work I would be a travesty. You know, I think of the 20,000 people that are right now today at TRI, getting ready for Christmas, taking their payroll, paychecks home every 2 weeks, going home, kids having presents around the trees, having good food on the table, having the ability to have a great holiday season. I remember I was up here in 2001 on my first trip at TRI with the folks out there. I was here in 2011 in the middle of the recession when there were 2,000 foreclosures a month down in Reno. These were ugly times. And you shepherded this county with a centralized level of authority that wasn't on anybody else's shoulders but yours. And you saw this county through. And there's 20,000 people today that are reaping the benefits and their families. You deserve a lot of thanks. So thank you, sir. I would vote aye.
Thank you, Mr. Thompson. But you're not voting today. All right, additional public comment. Mr. Mitchell.
Clay Mitchell, Virginia City resident. I won't comment on Pat. That's not our job as the public, other than to just say.
Well, it is at this point.
Well, I would say that our comment would. I think it's your job to comment on Pat, and it's our job to comment on the process.
This is an open process.
Oh, okay. Well, we're part of the review. I thought that the review was for you, but it was an open process.
Say your piece.
Okay. Sorry. I was trying to do it right. I just wanted to comment, first of all, on the process and say I know it seemed probably a little silly this first time. I'm hoping that now that there's a process in place that it'll get easier and easier. And as the year goes on, those things that are listed are things that you can keep in mind for this or future county managers, and it won't be quite as silly because as you're going throughout the year, you'll now have a framework to look at and to evaluate and maybe take notes as you go along as opposed to trying to do years and years of review in just a few minutes. I had just a couple of questions. As far as, and I'm not familiar with the PERS calculations, would a bonus such as being suggested like this be added in for final year salary? Does that affect retirement compensation when calculations are done for someone who retires in a situation like this?
I'll let Austin go ahead and speak to that.
So Commissioner Johnson Osborne, for the record, don't know exactly what the question is, but there are options. You can make a deposit into PERS. Pat has about 20 years in PERS, but he's not completely capped out in it. Virtually does nothing. Kind of is like throwing a brick in the pond. The water splashes and may raise an immeasurable amount almost. Or you can provide it in cash. We obviously know the impacts of that. or you can provide it into a deferred comp or his own choice of retirement plan, and I think we can all pretty much imagine the effects of that. Thank you.
Maybe I can clarify the question. Is PERS compensation after retirement based on last year's salary or last couple of years' salary, and if so, would this be included in that calculation? Or would that depend on how the bonus is given? Is that clear?
It is. Austin Osborne for the record. So PERS retirement is based off of the average of the last 36 months of service in public. That is what the amount is based off of. It does not account for other certain pays, but I think I answered the question.
Yeah. Average of the last 3 years.
So in theory, and so the question is, would this potentially increase both the retirement payout as well as a lump sum that is given?
The amount is provided as a what? I'm just trying to articulate it. Is provided as a non-discretionary or discretionary bonus, and with that it would not. You do not have to provide the bonus. It's not built in as a certain amount, that type of thing.
Is there, you want to follow up on that, Dan? You have something?
Well, the only thing I'm looking at is there's different ways that this could be handled under subsection 3, the performance evaluation of the job performance and by your district attorney. And what you decided was you may consider an increase in salary, including a merit increase. At this point, or you can do the deferred comp, or you can do a bonus. So if you have a bonus or the deferred comp, that is something that is separate than the salary. So if there was going to be a salary increase, at this point, Pat is at I believe, a 157.10. So he's topped out his job. So I think in some respects, that was one of the suggestions that was made, and correct me when I'm wrong on this, is that a bonus or an addition to deferred comp would be something separate that would not be added into his salary. It would be separate and apart, and that would not be calculated in for years going into the 36 months, correct?
Correct.
Right. So a bonus or the deferred comp is separate and distinct from an increase in his salary.
Okay, so it has zero effect on the person.
Correct.
Okay. Is that
correct?
Yes. And is it only being considered as a bonus at this point? Is an increase in salary on the table? I guess I'm just asking, and I apologize, but I'm sure this is probably really awkward, and I don't. I just want to make sure the process is done in a way where we're taking into account the actual impacts of how it's done. So,
right.
Is an increase in salary on the table, or is a bonus the only thing on the table at this point?
Right.
The bonus is the only thing on the table that's appears to be desired by the board. But what's on the table is everything that's in the job description, which could be a salary increase, or it could be a bonus, or whatever the commissioners want. But they have expressed the desire to go the bonus route.
Very good. Very good. Thank you. All right. That's it. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Clay.
For the record, Sam Toll, Gold Hill. During the course of my professional career, at the end of each year, I would conduct similar reviews. And part of the purpose of those reviews was to hand out an annual bonus to based upon the merit of the employee and their production and their efforts during the previous 12 months. Before I get into what I really want to say, I'd like to talk to Pat and offer my review of him, which is what you've asked us to do as well. I think Pat is an extremely professional person. I think that he's demonstrated clear and decisive leadership and has directed our county in a positive and effective manner. Obviously, you guys have taken about an hour and a half to talk about, extol his virtues, and I would agree with much of what you said. When I first came back home from Gold Hill or from California. I called Pat up and conducted an interview with him. He had no idea who I was. He told me that his actual words were, "Buddy, you are perhaps the best interviewer that I've ever talked to. I've talked to people from the New York Times. I've talked to people from the Wall Street Journal, and your professionalism is and the way you conducted this interview is just amazing." Hopefully he still feels the same way about me. I will tell you that here standing at this podium, I asked for Pat to be walked out in handcuffs based upon what Ms. Bard has just said. And yet, Pat has been extremely professional in subsequent dealings. He's been remarkably affable and has conducted himself in a manner that is clearly distinguished. And so I would concur with much of what you said. As far as this process that's just that we've just witnessed, frankly, I mean, based upon your recommendations, I think he should either take the reins from Donald Trump or take Miss Mother Teresa's seat in sainthood. But the purpose of an evaluation is to provide growth and future movement, and to also provide a clear and focused analysis of decisions that have been made over the period of time in question. Now, since we haven't done one of these ever, we're confused about whether it should be for the last 12 months or the last 20 years. But there's a guy named Deming who perfected a process of continual self-improvement. And part of that process is focused evaluation on areas where perfection wasn't occurred, where mistakes were made, where the opportunity to grow and be a better county commissioner or county manager is the goal. And criticism, isn't something that is meant to smack someone upside the head. It's meant to improve the process. So I think that if you guys had taken the time to look at this questionnaire before we got this meeting started, this process wouldn't have taken an hour and a half. It would have taken about 10 minutes. I can tell you that I conducted 75 reviews every year. None of them took as long as this one has taken. But, of course, this is new, so perhaps it will get better as time goes on. I would propose to you, considering this, Mr. Whitten has made it very clear that he's planning on putting up his saddle and retiring. And if you're going to increase, apparently, according to the conversation, his salary is capped. And so he perhaps, I don't know if it's set by statute, if it's set by county policy, but handing him $61,000 in salary isn't going to do him a lot of good, because the feds and the state are going to be there asking for their 40%. I would suggest that you table whatever money you're going to give him and make it an actual retirement bonus at the time that he retires. If you think that he's worth $100,000 and that he's deserved that and earned that, then at the time that he retires, give him what you feel is appropriate. But today, he's on salary. His PERS account is set, and I'm not sure that handing him cash today in advance of his retirement may be the right move. So, Pat, with that, I congratulate you on what you've done so far, what you've done for the county. I think that you're a spectacular person. Obviously, you and I have had our differences, but that doesn't mean that we're not capable of conducting a rational and professional conversation, and for that, I'm very grateful. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Additional public comment? Hearing none?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Austin Osborne for the record. I do want it to be clear that this is a retirement bonus, because it's effective when Pat retires on 6/30/19. Or if he decides to retire at a later time, he would still receive this amount at that time.
Can you say at that time when he retires, or at
It would be at 6:30, 19. If he decides to stay longer, it wouldn't make a bit of difference in that. We would just like to encourage him to stay at least until that time.
Just looking for clarification.
Correct. At this time, I'm really looking at the three of you on what you would like to do. There's been substantial discussion tonight or today regarding how much this should be. I'm also open to other questions and things you want to do. If you want to look at those findings or making a decision, I can work around whatever you decide to do to make those findings fit that.
Do you guys have any more questions regarding the findings?
No.
Okay.
I'm good.
Court's indulgence.
Before we do anything, I'd like to ask if we can take a 10-minute recess.
Pardon me?
I'll ask if we can take a 10-minute recess so we can discuss some things.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sure. 10 minutes. Okay, here. Siri. Hey, Siri.